Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I don't recall a time, maybe since Lamar Jackson's rookie year when he took over for Joe Flacco down the stretch, that the offensive line was beaten up and criticized as much as they have been this year. This is what John Harbaugh had to say about his offensive line.
All in all, I thought the offensive line played well, all in all. You know, and I thought the two tackles played two of their best games. Roger overset one time, got beat inside on a certain type of pass protection. Tyler played really well. I thought the guards played exceptionally well in the run game. I mean, they were moving people. They were wearing people out, you know, so that was good to see. I thought they were mostly good in the pass game, but too inconsistent probably. There was two or three each of them had probably. Daniel had a couple in the pass game, and Andrew might have had one or two in the run game he wants back. But every player has plays they want back. You know, I can think of one where Daniel was hard setting, like a hard play action, where it was more of a drop back pass type protection, got overextended and got beat like that. You know, that really shouldn't happen. I mean, you know, he should be setting a different way there. You know, he knows that. So that was a mistake. Lots of other times it was good. We got beat toward the end on a two-man inside game, you know, that we could have done a better job on, keep Lamar clean right at the end of the game there. So things like that needed to be better from the interior guys.
We could have saved a lot of time if you just talked about the good plays that Daniel Falele had. Oh, we're done? Okay, that's great. Like, talking about him reaching and whiffing, it's absurd that you miss by that much. Like, you don't even touch, like, you're an interior lineman and you don't touch the guy in front of you. Well. You can't touch the guy in front. You had a defensive back come up and beat you.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Shannon Sharpe had a ball with him. Oh, what did he say? He's always at the scene of the crime.
Yes.
Joe just said to me, he said he couldn't block the sun from his eyes. When former NFL players start roasting
you. It's unusual.
You know, they normally try to take up for you, but when they start getting on you, that means there's no redeeming qualities.
No, it was unusual because you don't see guys come at someone that aggressively usually. they'll give an opinion, but he just lit him on fire. And he was funny because he had so many examples and, you know, little metaphors. But it's funny, but sad because he's our guy. But I don't know how you can refute it. I don't care how much analysis what people say. I'm talking about this with Ken later. I know what I see.
Yeah, because
I see people running right past him.
Ken doesn't have him being that. I mean,
no,
horrible.
No, not at all.
So it's something we don't know.
Certainly going to talk about it later, and maybe they point to the run game because they had a good game on the ground or something. But he got awful in the pass game.
He reminds me of the guy. You ever see the guy that stacks the playing cards up?
Yeah,
and stacks them up or the cups. And he tried to put the last one on and everything falls down.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he goes to block somebody, he has that look on his face after the guy beats him, like the cards just fell. Like, what am I supposed to do now?
What happened?
It's unbelievable to see somebody this incompetent at their job. And I understand, like, look, I love Ken, and Ken, we talk about this all the time. He's graded out well in certain situations, but when he looks bad, boy, does he look bad.
Yeah, he never looks as good as he does bad. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I don't think... And the people say he's a better run blocker. I don't think he's a good enough run blocker to justify how bad of a pass blocker he is.
Mm-mm.
He's just not. He's okay. He's not horrible as a run blocker. As we keep saying, the eyes don't lie.
We think about the history of this team. If just guys that you've seen play a lot, like Jonathan Ogden or Marshall Yanda, or pick somebody, mm-hmm. you know, even now with Pat Ricard, someone who's a really effective, powerful blocker, you notice it, and you'll see them mm-hmm. knock people backward. You've seen them knock people flat. They'll, you know, and so, and when they get beat, it's like, oh, what happened?
yeah.
Like when Ricard got knocked on his keister a couple weeks ago, it's like, oh, this is like, this is what you come to expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, come on in. Door's open. It's like,
welcome, welcome, welcome.
He's singing the Three's Company theme, huh?
Yeah.
Knock on our door. Yes. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you surprised, though, with John Harbaugh's protection of the offensive line? Either you surprised?
No. No, it's his M.O. I mean, he's going to protect these guys. And, you know, and I get it. I'm sure it's not as forgiving in private, but publicly he's not going to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Jeremy, you get the feeling that he's staying with the status quo?
I don't know what his options are, especially when the other guy that we were talking about maybe coming in has just been suspended for 3 games and been Cleveland. Not that he was ever going to get in the game, but again, we have to.
John Harbaugh said, shh, man, I had to make that
I
sense.
Told y'all. Where'd that come from all of a sudden? The guy's not playing. He's not even on the radar. What'd he do that they caught him, you know?
Do you think somebody behind the scenes spiked his drink just to get him caught?
Maybe.
It was the DUI.
It's the same DUI he got in trouble with over the summer. He was never suspended for that.
Right. Well, are you kidding?
Yeah. Because it finally was adjudicated, and then after that, that's when the NFL can do their investigation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's...
It's been a long time to figure this out. Like, you, what were you guys doing the whole season?
See, this is what I said.
To wait for the legal process, and that's I forgot because this happened. I can't remember who the player was. Not our team. Same thing. Was it Rasheed Rice?
I think it was.
I think it was Rasheed
Rice. They waited. Yeah.
All of a sudden, it drops again. Like, wait a minute. That happened in July of last year. Sure enough, he had to wait for the legal process.
Did you see what Twitter did to Rice?
Mm-mm.
Did you send it?
What?
You sent it. Joe sent it.
About him getting blown up? Oh, he got destroyed
Rice,
the weekend.
Rice finally knows what it is to get hit by a highly impacted object and for the person to leave the scene.
That guy just walked away with his ass writhing in pain.
He took his soul. Mm. Oh, my gosh. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Taco Tuesday. Ravens, 27-22 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. After having 10 days off to prepare for this game after the Thanksgiving game, now down the stretch, the 4 games are the Bengals this week in Cincinnati, home versus the Patriots, and then they finish with 2 on the road against the Packers and the Steelers. And the road to the playoffs, Jeremy, looks like it has a lot of bumps in that road.
Well, the Ravens are favored in Cincinnati, and as you were pointing out, T. Higgins might not play. He
got a concussion protocol.
He was put in the concussion. Well, he wasn't put in concussion protocol. They took him in the blue tent. He hit his head hard as can be. And I'm like, he's not coming back. And then all of a sudden, Ravens game goes to commercial. I flip back the red zone and I'm like, they're throwing a pass to T. Higgins. They let him back in the game after that. And then sure enough, he does the same damn thing again. So I don't know if it's a huge advantage because I watched them play on Thursday night without T. Higgins and they still beat the Ravens' ass. But
That touchdown pass he caught was beautiful, that first one.
Incredible.
The first
one? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the first one.
Mm, well, he was out from us from concussion,
that's
right?
What I'm saying. He wasn't here. So we get, oh, no, they beat him without him. So
that's two concussions in, what, a month?
I mean, I think it's, is it two or would it be, like, well, they let him back in the game, so I guess you got to say two.
It's got to be two. I know. No, I mean, the one he had to miss with us.
Well, I'm saying I thought he got hit twice in that game. Okay. I think he was concussed after the first one.
Okay.
And they just let him back in the game.
So that's got to be an investigation. You're supposed to be independent, aren't you?
You're supposed to be, but we all remember when Brian Daboll ran into the blue tent to try to get Jackson Dart out of there and get him back in the game. You guys see who I got in? Come
Joe,
on.
Joe said he was cleared on the field?
Yeah, so he went into the tent twice, and the independent neurologist cleared him twice. After the game, he said, "I'm starting to feel symptoms," so they put him in protocol.
Because he jumped up from the second one. Because the guys are getting smart. Like, I've talked to some of these guys that say they intentionally screw up on the concussion, you know, the your baseline test. So if anything does go wrong, you still seem like you're okay in that aspect.
Right.
Guys that want to go back into the game. Like, I think sometimes this stuff's in place to protect them from themselves. Because there are a lot of guys that are just going to go, I want to go back in the game. I want to
course.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.